I came from a long, long voyage.
Right,
Denmark. To Sweden, you know.
Yeah.
There was a funeral. So I was, you know.
Yeah.
So without knowing, he just said he left. So I'm informed about all your movements.
Yes.
You know, I was turned out.
Your
I mean, Hashimi, the girl was nice, but the boy was thinking that I'm an Israeli detective or something, you know, from Penasa, yeah.
Well, it was. We are so thankful that you tried to. You walked over to this humble hotel to try to find us after that trip.
No. It's a good hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. This morning, I think there are a lot of people here for Ramadan. It seemed to be a lot of Palestinians or Muslim people at breakfast.
Yeah. Now, anybody around your family who had memories?
They're mostly gone now.
No, but did you ask at the time?
Not enough questions, no. Like, Arsh and...
Right. The one other cousin of my aunt, I think she may have even thrown pictures away. She just kind of, and in her way, I try to ask her, and she's forgotten, or...
Carol, you're talking about?
Carol, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's either forgotten, and I think she's thrown away.
Unfortunately, it's too late to retrieve a lot of things, but we're here with the little we've got. So we're trying to build it up a little bit more if we can.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to Adam, but... If there's a little more of a story we can pull together, that'll be good.
Did you physically see that she was from Jerusalem?
Other than the diary.
Diary, yes, it's enough. She says that this Maryam Jerahian, there are Maryams, but...
I suppose every other girl born in Jerusalem is Maryam, yeah.
Then I wondered if she were married here in Jerusalem. Maybe there are marriage records that we could look up, Jerusalem and Miriam. And if women were married at the age of 14, add that to 1858.
That would have been 1872.
You are assuming that it's 1858 or...
That
we're pretty sure on our tombstone everything.
Tombstone in California.
Pretty sure about that date.
That was the date of birth.
Date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And death.
Of Maryam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Maryam married what person?
Bernard
Torosian.
Bernard is not an Armenian name, but he changed it.
Yeah, I think there's another document that gives his... I think, what is it, in my diary I have H-A-U something?
As Haratun?
As another first name for this man.
Is that
is
a first name?
First name, Armenian?
Haratun, yeah.
Yeah. So I think
means
that,
Harry.
I think that was another first name for this husband of Maryam.
You mean of Bernard?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Bernard doesn't exist in our lexicon.
Okay.
So it's Haruchun.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So one way is just checking if they married here,
mm-hmm.
and that Maryam was
born
here 1858.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love, when did they marry, you think?
Maybe 1870s.
That's a guess. I was just seeing records. Most Armenian young girls should have gotten married at about age 14.
Between 14 and 18.
Yeah, so that's...
17 is the...
Too old. I think if you're older than 17, you had to marry someone from another town or a widower. Something like that.
From which town? Watertown?
In Phoenicia.
If you couldn't find a husband by the time you got 17, you looked in a wider area.
So you came out to Jerusalem on a pilgrimage. God will be kind to you.
Yeah, the husband for men, it was a little older, like 17 to 20 or something.
Yeah, absolutely, because yeah. Yeah,
so if she got married...
Don't put a standard age. I would say 15 and above.
For the
so that would be 1873-ish.
So baptism and one...
Bernard Harutyun.
And let me look at the picture.
The picture of Mariam? Oh, this is the one brother or nephew that was in the military. That picture isn't very good, but this is the picture of the woman we were interested in, and this is the young Takusian family person who came with her to the United States. She'd been promised at birth to marry Miriam's son.
So Hagi Torosyan has fought.
Is what?
Has fought in 1918.
Yeah, he did, right.
So he's living. I mean, he was not killed.
Yes, he was not killed in 1915. So he was living in 1918. And then the next page after this, which we know I didn't copy for you, has three brothers with the last name of Torosyan. I don't know who fought at the same time. 1918. Whether they were Haji's sons or Garabed's sons, I don't know. Sarkis.
Was there another? Did they join like the Crimean War?
It said that they were in a. They fought in
with
Cilicia,
the French.
In Cilicia, some French legion group was formed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new book. The Armenian Legionnaires.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's a new book.
In English.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should send them our pictures.
Well,
who wrote
books,
that book?
These books are in the
portfolio.
Armenian Legionnaires?
Mm-hmm. Just came out 6 months ago.
Oh.
And in a few days, we are marking the 100 whatever.
Centennial.
Centennial. No, every year will be of this... battle.
Uh-huh.
We'll go at the monument.
Uh-huh. Here in Jerusalem.
Yes, I'll take you to the monument.
Oh, okay. Right. Is that what you were telling me about 20 soldiers buried here from?
Yeah, 20 soldiers.
Okay.
Yeah, with their names. Mm-hmm. They're all from America.
Okay.
And from Mossadegh.
Mossadegh.
The 40 days of Mossadegh.
Yeah.
Now, was it true that French ship came to rescue people from the 40 days?
Yeah.
And was there a port there, or did they just
came to the edge of the water, to the bay.
To the bay.
Mm-hmm. You have not read the book?
I have, and I've seen the movie, but I was trying to explain to Jim.
He's behind?
Oh, yeah.
Behind.
I'm younger, though.
Younger.
So I have an excuse.
And he fixes cars, and he's very practical and social, and I'm a library type, reading.
She's the scholar.
You probably have a sister like me.
Yeah. Okay, let's plan things.
You need your car fixed?
Huh?
You need your car fixed?
You need fixed, he could fix your car.
Ah, yeah. I don't have a car.
That's good.
Good for you.
Yeah. Now, you have children?
Oh, yeah. Four.
And what do they think about these things?
They're starting to be an age where they're interested. My youngest is 32 now. But, you know, sometimes it takes that long for the brains to get to the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Grandma used to say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have one son who's 30. And he is interested in our history. In fact, he's joining us in Turkey to see these towns.
We hear at Kama, there's a memorial for the Turkish soldiers.
In Kama?
Yeah.
At the gorge.
Why not?
With the bridge. Yeah.
That gorge was very notorious.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, I've heard two stories. Everyone died in one day, and another one said 4 days to kill all those people. June 10 to June 14, 1915, 25,000 were pushed over the cliff.
There are different versions.
Versions.
Okay, let's plan like this. This afternoon.
Now, we are going to be here tomorrow, too, if that's better for you.
No. Just...
Because we don't want to interfere with your
sleep.
No.
The question is, provided you are generous with your diaries and things, you know, because I have to learn, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A bit here, a bit there, and then hit petrol, you know, or something. I mean, you have a lot compared to other people.
Thank you,
know?
Yeah. I mean, we're only half Armenians.
That's good enough.
Be careful about your statements here.
Yeah.
It may, you know. Okay. Now, St. James you have not seen.
No, we couldn't get in.
Yeah, okay.
But today. 4 o'clock is Vespers, right?
No, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 to 3:30.
Uh-oh, we would have missed it again.
Okay. So, let's do it like this. You come to church.
Mm-hmm.
You just relax there, you know. And then we go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you are like booked from 3 to 6.
Okay.
The library, and then, as we say, we'll go, I have some 4 guests who will see Holy Sepulchre. There's a special chapel which is excavated.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, from 3 to 6 you are with me.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can find in Fenice. Then the next leg would be tomorrow. Hmm? But in the meantime, use your time. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, use your time because these are things we can do after 6 or something, you know.
Yeah.
Because once it's dark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as we say, you came where you came, and they said, George is not here. Yeah.
Well, we didn't ask for you first. We said we were hoping that our great-grandmother was born here. She said, Mitz Marik was born here.
Is that close enough?
That's... Your pronunciation is perfect, I would say. Fenice. But you know we are compatriots.
Yes.
No, Fenice Everek is from where I come. We
is
come.
It?
Caesarea.
Uh-huh.
Caesarea.
Uh-huh.
We come from Talas.
Okay.
Talas. Okay. Now let's put it this way. I show up in church like 3:15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go in the church,
mm-hmm.
a place to sit. And then we start our journey.
Okay.
Come on.
Should we wear anything special?
Is slacks okay?
She's not in bikini.
Does she need a head covering?
She's not in bikini. No, you are right. Yeah, only your hat. That's all right.
In the Armenian Apostolic Church where in Oakland, California, the women are not supposed to cross their legs and things like that.
That's true. That's
St. Bartholomew.
Yeah, we go to bazaars and we went to apostolic services, so we were fairly
integrated
and learned to appreciate our
as we say, you cook pilav.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
dolma, tava,
börek,
yes,
ushbashi,
and manti. I like tanabur, cold tanabur.
Yeah,
with barley.
Tajik.
Judge.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, Erzincan were Armenian speaking, while Fenice were Turkish speaking.
Yes.
We read that part.
Yeah, the Everek people thought that Fenice people were lesser because their language
too much Turkish in their language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang around.
All right. You know, we have two Muslim people who are going to show us around. One in Tel Aviv and
the
one
valley.
In Erzincan.
Yeah, we've met them.
They're not
through
our full guides, but they're going to help us.
We've met them through other Armenians, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Doesn't harm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a win-win situation. You pay them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think we should pay them? Less than
as
we
much
pay you,
as,
of course.
As much as they can. I mean, you have two people. One is for Fenice and one is for
yeah.
Separate people. Uh-huh. We're going to drive from Erzincan to Kayseri.
I mean, they will drive.
No,
will,
we drive.
Each one
separate.
Each one, okay.
Yeah, maybe half of
and
a day or a day.
Maybe they'll be with us half a day.
Yeah.
We'll think about it.
Okay.
According to the weather. No, not much. You know, but something which they'll be happy with.
Like 50 American dollars, we were thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we want to pay you also, or give a contribution to something you want.
Buy you dinner?
Give me more material.
Material?
You'd like the diary, some of the diary.
Diary, yeah. Because it's revealing. It
yes.
says something about the psychology. Okay. Now, you know, let's say I'll be seeing you like 3:15.
Right.
You get to church late then?
Me? You know, because my schedule at night is something else.
Okay.
I go to bed at 2-3 o'clock.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
And anything you think we should look at between now and then? We've seen the big things.
But you have to go to all the subjects.
Yeah, we've been there.